References cluster thickly and coast slowly through. Great eternities and inflections of coves, breezes, seas of pieties. Returning from each great voyage, a familiar interwoven mistaken to taste. These readers near concluding midnight are savages insisting they sleep. Midway between long dreams and woken frogs beshrouding their whale book. With an impossible depth of unfathomable returns. Accelerating elated stuff and floated absorption. Can you imagine them harpooning time's North Pole? Eating elemental song and raw meat and chanting like squatters their thoughts in blind Humpty Dumpty starkness. And losing the horizon so dark it is in that damned white Arctic essay? Yes. Delusion's great curve communicates the veering strings. Defeated telepathy and running black pitch. The eye over the ink for redundancy and limited wisdom comes after the broken towers of thought. Tumbled in the day specs and evicted us membranes of broken intervals and where the hurt love and desperate choice holds the studied maniacal. Sentences and oracles of drunk nonsense, the watery eyes looking beneath the wideness of studious wrecks take fright at those delinquent surfaces as of night beasts crawling through nameless seas. Illusion's great curve communicates the veering strings. Defeated telepathy and running black pitch. The eye over the ink's redundancy and limited wisdom comes after the broken towers of thought have tumbled and the day spent. Evicted us membranes of broken intervals are where the hurl of desperate choice holds the studied maniacal. Sentences and oracles of drunk nonsense before watery eyes looking beneath the whiteness. Mysterious wrecks take fright at those delinquent surfaces as of night beasts crawling through nameless seas. And brave. Raised in the wilderness, fasting, praying monumentally in miniature and held by difficulty, deprived, unloved and blunt, except for the sublime remorselessness of ferocity. That's where your footnotes find their purity. There's a disciplined space beautiful to order, cases in point, the oldest type of prehistoric life, the riddle of time and mortality and what fades in contrast, more than ashes or sequence, our distractions following us, not ambiguous ovals of shadow, and destiny beginning a whole biography marking the skull across the desk, beginning and ending us and our universe. In each library, there's an immense slow tribute inside bearing mere formalities of interest just in a marginal way. Enigmatic bibliography strange and sleek. 100 might come and go throughout the day and flank the lens of heavier desire than bodies falling or a Jericho of rape or cliff glass carrier. Portflated knowing isn't trick or scent, but takes cover in broken soundless passages going to the fire's embers. Empty and empty and deep and different. Golden sun in print, a perfect joy for a moment is the motive. Thinking's difficult and calls us to this world and then others. Astounding like hurricanes where souls are stunning at the sight of this. A beached and fresh and balanced corpus of books that reckon on nothing but her brain. The weight of stone death for the dreamer reaching out to take them personally.